at a Lamborghini dealership. Okay, give me a car.
Right, yeah, like, okay.
See?
Yeah.
Same.
Same. Cupcake, Lamborghini. Perfect. Same. Larry, what do you think about this?
Oh, well, Kendi, yeah, Charger.
Okay.
Charger something.
That's what
Charger,
I would Charger do. Something. I would see where she fell on the friends list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the 10% thing. That's pretty good.
Yeah, like...
Mm-hmm. She's only a 1% friend.
So, for instance, if Sasha asked me to do something, like host some sort of thing, I would give her easy 6% off the top.
you're so nice.
Like, that would
someone,
be...
Some would even go 10.
That's... Well, come on. That's kind of, no, it's double digit here, Lair. Okay? Like, my guaranteed 6% discount is fully and wonderfully intact.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mates never do no wrong, if I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
What up, Canada? It's Bailey Zimmerman. When I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country. Let's go.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. So this is where it ends.
your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
New Country, 93.5. If you just found the show, wonderful. Something you might not know, that our friend Sasha lives 16 and a half feet from the studio, yes. But decides to drive every day.
I think it takes me longer to drive than it would if I just walked over. Yeah. I know.
So you and your partner, Tyler, are finally having the discussion. Maybe you should be a one-vehicle fam.
And it's a big discussion because we've always had two vehicles between us in the 11 years we've been together.
And then which vehicle do you get rid of?
Oh, yeah. Mine.
Oh.
That's the easy part.
Yeah. No drama in that.
No.
Okay, could you go down to a one vehicle family situation coming up?
Gave us that hilltop place to park. Gave us them girls that stole her hearts. Gave us them books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it. Away our sins, good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in?
Listen anytime, anywhere. NewCountry935.com.
Take the country with you.
New Country.
93.5.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. Go get it, go get it, go get it. That is our podcast. It's not called Go Get It, by the way.
No, it's really not.
No, it's called the same thing as this dumb show is. But it is available on Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you do your podcasty things.
Yeah, it's company on demand, so whenever works for you, whenever's more convenient, you can go have a listen.
Sasha, if you are new to the show, lives about 47 feet from the studio.
True.
And drives to work.
Hey, I mean, it's
nice. No, I understand. No, I get it. It's but now you and your partner Tyler are having a meaningful discussion, which, by the way, when you first started this with me,
yeah,
I thought it was about joining your finances together, but it's not.
Not yet.
No, it's not.
We'll get there eventually. Yeah. So we've been thinking about becoming a one vehicle family. Mm-hmm. You know, he works from home quite a bit, mm-hmm. so he doesn't have to leave the house, and I could walk to work.
Yeah. For sure you could.
And I mean, we do a lot of things together, so we could just hop in the car on our own. I will say, like, I think we are going to do it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just trying to figure out the logistics of it. I did get some really good advice from a friend of mine. She said, it's worth it, but just know that there will be times where it does suck. And I think that has helped me kind of wrap my brain around it. Like, of course, there's going to be the odd day where it's like, oh, no, you have the car and I need to be here. Or maybe I need to bum a ride off you, Casey.
Oh, me. That's rich.
So maybe we should include you in the conversation because you might be part of part of getting me around.
But it is. It's going to be challenging for both of you because I'm sure up until now you've always had your own vehicle.
Yeah. exactly. And, and at a moment's notice, I can just hop in my car and go, especially if I want to, say, go see my mom on the weekend or something like that, right? That's where it's going to come into play. But I think we're going to do it. I just am in the process of figuring out if it logistically makes sense.
Right. Okay. I get that. Sean, same question about you and your fam, your partner, your wife. Could you all go down to a one-vehicle family?
No. Oh, God, no.
What would be the issue?
Well, I mean, so my wife and I, we've I don't think we've ever worked in the same town, maybe briefly for a few years. Mm-hmm. So, gotcha. Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. Plus, I got to have my motorcycle.
Okay, well,
so you have like four vehicles. Then.
Hey, does a motorcycle, does that qualify? I feel like that's a fun thing.
No,
I feel like that's a skateboard.
I think that counts.
You know, it kind of counts, but I kind of take it out of my entertainment budget.
That's what I was thinking. Fair, like, fair. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like that's a family mode of transportation that, you know, you're balancing everybody on the back seat. You know?
In the sidecar.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, totally. You know, like one of those ones you see on TV, they got a thing stacked up 8 feet high, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you know, Nan's riding side saddle. Like,
someone's in the basket up front.
Yeah, I just think it's a little different. I think I feel it's more recreation than anything.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something.
Hey Toronto, it's Josh Ross here. New Country 93.5 is where country comes to play in the city. Let's go.
Man, this bar must have got a bad barrel, 'cause this whiskey ain't working on me. Kinda makes a guy wonder what they're doing down the road in Tennessee. I've been taking this number 75D, trying to drown a memory, but it ain't doing jack to forget. The door slamming out the drive, tearing up the gravel, saying she ain't coming back. Let me on the porch thinking I should be drinking. She don't love me anymore. Running up a tab with a bottle dressed in black. Pour me another glass.
quick fix. But her eyes and goodbye still hanging on. Bartender, can you go and give me another round? One that ain't watered down. But it ain't doing jack to forgive. The door slamming out the drive, tearing up the gravel stains. She ain't coming back. Left me on the porch thinking I should be drinking. She don't love me anymore. Running out the tab with the bottle dressed in black. Pour me another glass. Cause it ain't you and Jack. No, it ain't you and Jack. No. Tip them back, cause it ain't you and Jack. So hit me with another one. Give them back, cause it ain't doing jack. So hit me with another one. But it ain't doing jack to forgive. The door slamming out the drive, tearing up the gravel stain. She ain't coming back. Let me on the porch thinking I should be drinking. She don't love me anymore. Running out the tab with the bottle dressed in black. Pour me another glass. Cause it ain't doing jack.
Country 93.5 Interrupting Cash Cow has been butting into everybody's business all over Toronto. I mean, nobody's complaining. She has a way of brightening your day with her moolah.
Kathy, you are caller 9.
Yay! That's awesome.
Josh, tell me, what are you going to do with $500 in your bank account?
Oh, I'm going to pay some bills.
I think I would treat my husband and I to a nice dinner.
Incredible. Thank you so much.
Woo! Thank you so much. So happy.
Don't miss your chance to corral some cash. When you hear the Interrupting Cash Cow stampede over one of your favorite songs, call 416-872-2935 and you could be our next $500 winner.
Yay!
You don't even have to tip her for her efforts. Honestly, don't do it. She hates cow tippers. Head to newcountry935.com to find out what song she's grazing towards next. The Interrupting Cash Cow. New Country 93.5.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's. Taxes extra.
Zero. That is a number you need to remember when thinking CDPWC or pontoon boat. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire. If you're looking to hit the water with the best offer this summer, then let us help you find the ride that's right for you. Right now, enjoy 0% financing for up to 36 months or savings of up to $1,500 off a CDPWC or up to $5,000 off a Sea-Doo Switch pontoon. The choice is yours. So what are you waiting for? Come and see us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville and reserve yours today.
Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! Parks Furniture has Ashley Sobas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! To find the one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
Some offers you'll only find here. Lock in your rate today. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
Some people say we're herb obsessed. And you know what? They're right. Hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Francis Herb Farm. Before we grew into Canada's largest organic producer of herbal remedies, our passion was helping our family and friends. And our herbal products work so well, why not help every Canadian family? From allergy relief and sleep support to immune support and more, as nature intended. Find us at your favorite local health food store and at stfrancisherbfarm.com. It's healthy living from the ground up.
Did you know Ontario is just 12 hours from the closest warm water beach in Virginia? Close to both peaceful relaxation on Sandbridge Beach and the action on the boardwalk in Virginia Beach. And that's just fun on the sand. For activities off the beach, explore Colonial Williamsburg, the world's largest living museum, or take a wild ride at Busch Gardens and Water Country USA. Plan your stay at virginia.org/Canada and find out why Virginia is for lovers of beaches and family fun.
Are you tired of lunch bag letdowns?
Yeah.
Do you want something made fresh?
Yeah.
Do you have $5.99?
Yeah.
If you answered yeah, it's time to get Subway 6-inch Italian BMT with freshly sliced deli meat or sweet onion chicken teriyaki with Canadian farm-raised chicken for just $5.99. Stick that in your mouth and eat it.
Yeah.
Two freshly made 6-inch subs only $5.99. Subway makes it fresh like that. Freshly prepared per order at participating restaurants. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional.
Yeah!
Toronto's new country. New country.
93.5. I think a lot of us think we could do this going down to a one vehicle family, but I don't know. I mean, you talk a good game, but can you do it?
Right. There's a lot of factors, and you have to be willing, I think, to be frustrated once in a while. You have to be okay with the fact that there's going to be times when you're in a bit of a bind.
Sasha's thinking about this for her relationship, and here's the thing. You don't like bicycles.
So no, I don't.
So that's out.
No.
So that mode of transportation is gone.
I like to run.
You're going to run?
I'm going to run everywhere.
To lunch date?
Yes, go to a fancy dinner, just show up sweating.
Good.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's
I'll figure
plan.
It out.
Can you be a one vehicle family coming up?
I'm from the country. You're from the city. I drive a truck. You think that's silly? But there's another side of me you know you like to see. Ain't that right? Oh, that's right. I got my money in my pocket. A girl beside me,
a little bottle rocket. There's a finger on her lips and a swagger in her hips. Tonight, tonight, tonight. And I say, hey, I want you, girl. You make my heart flutter like a dildo whirl. It's getting freaky on the floor. Feel that rumbling sound. I might have grown up in a barn. I'm wearing camo, y'all hashtag this. This party's raging, you won't wanna miss. All my buddies turning up, parking lot is full of trucks. Hang on tight, hang on tight. Oh my, my, my. And I say, hey, I want you, girl. You make my heart rock, flutter like a tilt-a whirl. It's getting freaky on the floor, feel that rumble sound. Might have grown up in a barn.
It's New Country 93.5.
If you just stumbled into the show, we are talking about how Sasha and her partner Tyler had this very meaningful conversation. I thought it was about putting finances together, but no, it's about going to one vehicle.
No, yeah. I mean, we've been together for 11 years. Maybe we'll combine our finances in like another 11.
Yeah, whatever.
But right now we're talking about just becoming a one vehicle family. And I think on paper it makes sense because Tyler works from home quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I don't live too far away from where I work. And, you know, we would save so much money on gas, insurance, parking spots, of course. But we're just trying to think about those little inconveniences that might creep up. Like, is becoming a one vehicle family going to work for us? And then I was also thinking that I might have to bum rides off people. That might be you, and you can just drive me around.
This is where it kind of slides a little bit for a lot of people, including myself. And I'm anticipating where it's going to get a little bumpy is weekends.
Yeah.
Come Monday through Friday, you get it because of where you work and what do you explain. But when he wants to do something and you want to do something, and they're not together.
Yeah, especially if it's like a long distance, if one of us needs to go out of town for some reason. I know. And that's the thing is, like, I'm fully prepared if we decide to bite the bullet on this, that of course there's going to be some annoying times. You have to expect that. But we're just sort of feeling out the process.
You should get an e-scooter or an e-bike with a basket.
Oh, we've actually talked about getting a bike.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like biking.
An e-bike is not really biking anyway. Okay.
I don't want to do it.
All right. Okay. Dylan, this is weird. You said you need one vehicle in a small town and you need two vehicles in major cities. But I lived in Toronto for many, 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 many years and parking's awful. Traffic is atrocious and you can't get anywhere. I know a pile of people that have only one vehicle in bigger cities because the infrastructure for transportation is so much better.
I have, same with me, Casey. I grew up in Toronto. I have one friend that lives in Toronto because he works on the stock exchange.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else has moved to Peterborough, Bowmanville, Lindsay.
I get it. Mm-hmm. The burbs. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, the GO train and the transit system is on par to be some of the best in the world in Toronto. But still, when I lived in Scarborough and worked down by the Eaton Center, it was an hour each way by car.
Yeah.
And you needed your vehicle for work.
Yeah, some positions, some workplaces. No, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
It's best of both worlds. Yeah, I love being in a small city, but you're right. The transit system in smaller cities, hard to maneuver around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're in a small town, you better live in the small town.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A quarter after one, I'm a little drunk and
Tracy Clark Show. New Country 93.5.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three nights. You can tell. My buddies or the bartender, that I've been on a breaking down hill and back bender. I'm worse off than I thought I could be. I was wrong, she was right. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three. Coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. No, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three nights. You can tell.
Spending your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Where you learn matters. At Blythe Academy, the average class size of 12 means every student has a seat at the front of the class. From grades 4 to 12, the small class sizes allow dedicated teachers to nurture each student's talents and goals. Join an upcoming campus event where you and your child can meet the principal, interact with students, and experience what it means to be a Blythe Academy student. 6 convenient campuses in the GTA. RSVP now at blytheacademy.ca.
DJ Booster coming at you live with warmer weather, longer days, and dropping two new Booster mixes for April from Booster Juice. Pucker up, party people! The Zesty Berry Booster Mixer features raspberry and lemon in perfect harmony. Then turn it all the way up with Mango Manga Booster Mixer with delicious mango and pineapple notes.
Mix it up with the new Booster Mixers at Booster Juice. Canadian born, blending since 1999. Download the Booster Rewards app and order one today.
Walking on a Cloud presents Step into Spring, featuring Lori Vella.
At Walking on a Cloud, we're embracing this season's freshest footwear trends where nostalgia meets innovation and practicality. Retro sneakers? Sleek, simple, and effortlessly cool. Loafers? Versatile in fun colors, glossy patterns, or bold metal details. Toe thong sandals? Perfect for poolside lounging or a stylish day out. And wedges? They're back, more comfortable, chic, and ready to elevate every step you take. You need them? We have them at Walking on a Cloud.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, We'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at monkhouselaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
The no annual fee PC MasterCard gets you at least 1% back in points on every purchase. With unlimited earning potential and no catches, get rewarded on all the things that make you, you. Can your cashback card do that? Visit pcfinancial.ca for details and conditions.
Basement floods are on the rise. Don't let your basement be next. Go to toronto.ca/basement flooding to find out how to protect your home now.
Ooh, hello, scary monster from my nightmares. Why aren't I scared of you? Because I'm dreaming this nightmare in my new Vågstranda mattress from IKEA. I'm too comfortable and cozy to be scared. Oh no, scary monster, please don't cry. Look, I'm scared.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
We're New Country 93.5, also known as CFXJFM. A Stingray radio station.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's, taxes extra.
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from Telus for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/total security to learn more. Conditions apply.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you.
baby, I'm gonna love you.
Your soundtrack to life in Toronto.
New Country is my jam.
I've always got it on.
New Country.
It's my station.
New Country.
93.5.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5.
Sasha's Info.
We do like to point fingers at other generations. So think about it. We'll go over the worst drivers by generations coming up. What's the best example of, hey, I say this thing wrong on purpose or just to bug people? I think especially if you're a parent, you love to say things wrong just to make your kids cringe. Like my dad, I still haven't quite figured this one out. He's always said tagger instead of tiger.
Tiger. Yeah.
He says tagger. To this day, I don't know if he physically cannot say it or if he's just doing it to buck off.
Oh yeah, yeah, probably.
I honestly don't know. So some of the big things we like to say wrong on purpose, particularly if we're wine tasting, we like to just call it Merlot.
Instead of Merlot.
Deers, when you just see, or when you see multiple deer, like the plural is obviously just deer, words like that. Pronouncing scissors like skizzers, saying sandwich.
Yeah.
This one drives me nuts as a coffee snob when people say espresso.
Espresso?
There is no X in that word, my friend. Yeah. It is espresso. And I love this. I feel like either Linda, your mom does this, or maybe you just do it, is when you call any sort of technology or app, you put the in front
of
it.
Yeah.
The Facebook, the Google, the TikTok.
Yeah,
that just drives all of us.
Linda, my mom's single mom, six kids, she also calls it girls's.
How are the girls's
with a Z?
Just a lot of plural.
How are the girls's?
That's kind of cute, actually. Which generation has the worst drivers? So baby boomers feel like they're the best and safest drivers, closely followed by Gen X. Basically, the older you are, the more you feel like you're better and safer behind the wheel. Maybe that comes down to experience. I can understand that. Or maybe younger generations are just more honest. Only 30% of Generation Zers think that they're the safest generation on the road. They're good with admitting that they just might not be as safe out there.
And it's because they haven't had the time behind the wheel.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
They also admit to struggling with distractions like eating, having a pet in their lap, or getting into heated discussions with driving.
That's true. I could see all of that.
Yeah. But I do think you're right. At the end of the day, it does come down to experience, and then you can get a little safer and better behind
the
wheel.
Hopefully.
That's your info dump.
I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
New Country 93.5.
I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to my drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my eight. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the
judging by the way you just smile. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere and go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse. But right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose. Sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Shut down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
We're swapping that office access card for a backstage pass on your jeans. We're Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Back in the hills where the woods get thick, brewing shine in a still, growing smoke in the ditch. It's a different way of life, but it is what it is. Either poor when you die, or fire water rich. Call us backwards, or backwards. We got white lightning running through our veins, and we'll die trying to save our family name. Where the whippoorwills will, the coyotes cry. Way back in the holler where the moon shines. I didn't choose this life, this life chose me. There's a copper line where my roots run deep. 5 generations of living like this, I'm a hand-me-down bootlegging son of a. We got white lightning running through our veins, and we'll die trying to save our family name. Where the whippoorwills will, the coyotes cry. Way back in the holler where the moon shines. Cause we got white lightning running through our veins, and we'll die trying to save our family name. Where the whippoorwills will and them coyotes cry. Way back in the holler, in the holler, in the holler. We got white lightning running through our veins, and we'll die trying to save our family name. Where the whippoorwills will and them coyotes cry. Way back in the holler where the moon shines. Burns as bright as a bone.
Thanks for listening to the Casey Clark Show. New Country.
That's right.
93.5.
I
college working part-time, waiting tables. Left a small town, never looked back. I was a flight risk with a fear of falling, wondering why we bother with love if it never lasts.